I'm James Faulkner. In the news today, Nova Scotia has selected 5 wind projects, each majority owned by one or more Mi'kmaq communities, to substantially increase the amount of electricity generated from renewables. A release from the province's procurement administrator says that when operational by the end of 2025, the projects are expected to generate 12% of Nova Scotia's total electricity consumption. This will also bring Nova Scotia to 70% of electricity generated from renewables. The projects are Benjamin's Mill Wind near Falmouth, Ellershouse 3 Wind in Hants County, Higgins Mountain Wind Farm near Wentworth, Webb Weavers Mountain Wind near Marshy Hope, and Wedgeport Wind Farm in Yarmouth County. Each project will receive a 25-year power purchase agreement with Nova Scotia Power. The projects must secure all required regulatory permits and approvals, including an environmental assessment, which involves holding community consultations. Nova Scotia's opposition Liberals are accusing the governing Tories of dragging their feet on a key climate change policy. Former Liberal leader Ian Rankin issued a statement yesterday accusing Premier Tim Houston of failing to produce a carbon pricing plan with just 2 weeks left before Ottawa's deadline. The province's current cap-and-trade agreement expires at the end of this year, which means a new plan must be submitted by September. Environment Minister Tim Hellman says the province is still talking to the federal government. There's little to no change to fuel prices in Nova Scotia overnight. Regular self-serve gas dropped 1.4 cents per liter to a new minimum in the Truro area of $1.70.8. Diesel sits at a new minimum of $1.83.1 after an increase of 2.8 cents per liter. The Nova Scotia Health Authority says there are 94 patients in hospital who contracted COVID-19 after they were admitted for another reason. As well, the Health Authority says there are a total of 127 patients in hospital for something else but who also have COVID-19. Another 50 people are in hospital for COVID-19 alone, 7 of whom are receiving intensive care. Meanwhile, 240 Nova Scotia healthcare employees are off work for reasons linked to COVID-19. In sports, George Springer went 5-for-5 and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a 3-run home run to cap a 5-run second inning as the Toronto Blue Jays routed the New York Yankees 9-2. Elsewhere, Tampa Bay beat Kansas City 7-1 and the Cubs beat Baltimore 3-2. At the Canada Games, Team Nova Scotia picked up another 13 medals, including 6 gold and all in canoeing and kayaking. That's now 27 medals in those events for Nova Scotians in the past 3 days. With a roster from Northern Nova Scotia, the male softball team remained undefeated at 6-0 with 2 more wins yesterday. The team has 2 games today to close out the preliminary round. From the CTV Weather Center, a mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 23, a humidex of 28, and a high UV index. A few clouds tonight and a low of 17, except 12 in low-lying areas. Sunny on Saturday with a high of 28, a humidex of 33, and a high UV index.